What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody for tuning in all over North America. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I hope you are amazing. Yeah, I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Thank you for being here. Okay, the show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. A lot of news today. Anthony Richardson told to have a seat. Daniel Jones is the new quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. The Boston Celtics, they have a new owner officially. No longer with Grossbeck. Bill Chisholm is going to take over. Let's see if he's a cheapskate. If you're a Celtics fan, you hope the hell not. We talked about Rick Carlisle getting an extension with the Indiana Pacers. Nick Saban says, I'm not coming back. Tell Greg McElroy to shut up. CJ Carr named the new starting quarterback for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Arch Manning says, I don't know what my grandpa was talking about. I'm taking it day by day. I've made no plans on the draft for next year. Hey, thank you so much to Destin Adams for joining us to talk about the Indianapolis Colts. And we have so much more to get into. Okay, John Wall. We'll talk about this in a second. John Wall is calling it quits. This man was drafted in 2010, 15 years later, career over. John Wall says he's retired. Speaking of the Colts, Andrew Luck says, man, I regret my retirement. Jerry Jones, no regrets on owning the Cowboys, how he's owned them, how he's managed them. We've got Sophie Cunningham for all you WNBA fans. She's out for the year. And then, of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's been August 19th, all day long. If you want to be a part of the show, you can do that. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me on the internet. I exist everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. Yeah, not a difficult guy to find. 888-710-4ISN. Oh, man, how about this news before we talk about John Wall? Botcher, they fined Robles. They suspended him only 10 major league games. Come on, man.
Hey, whatever his excuse was, the written apology he
his
wrote
mom,
yesterday,
his mom,
maybe they bought into it. I guess since he didn't make contact, it's a little bit less harsh.
If he hit the guy with the bat, if it rolled onto his ankle, what'd they do? Suspend him for the year?
Yes.
Oh my
God. Or at least I'd say 81 games.
Oh, man. Man, you can't throw a bat at some. 10 games for throwing a bat? That's terrible. You got to get more than that because he didn't make contact with the guy.
Yeah, to be fair, that's not. If you're at the long term effects of throwing a bat at someone versus suspension time, it's not that bad.
Yeah, 10 games for throwing a bat. You got to send a message. If you throw a bat, you're going for half the season, okay, or a quarter of it. We're basically at that point. We're past that point. So he got to be gone, man. That's weak. 10 major league games. So if he wants to, he could throw a bat at another guy in the minors. And he'll know how much the suspension is. 10 games plus being a jerk. I don't know. Anyway, 10 games. If I only knew I got 10 games. Botcher, we going to have guys who throw bats now without the intention of hitting somebody. Just to send a message. Watch. Wait. Just wait and see.
Well, I wouldn't say now in the year. I would say if you're on a bad team, one or two, it's early in the season. Because 10 games now is pretty critical if you're trying to make the playoffs.
It'll be a loser team. Some guy will get ticked off and go, wait a minute, I can throw a bat and only be suspended 10 games? Sign me up.
We saw Tommy Pham yesterday. He bat flipped a walk and benches cleared.
he is ready to fight everybody all the time. He's ready to fight, curse you out. Yeah, he's ready to whoop some ass all the time. Always for bad teams, though. So, and shout out to Tommy Pham. He's going to be like that. What's that guy on the Pacers or the Bucks that they keep around with the MMA training? He's always at the end
James
of the bench.
Johnson.
Yeah. It's like, why is he in the league? Just to fight in case somebody needs to be fought. I want to see Draymond Green try to fight him. It won't work in his favor. Yeah, Tommy Pham will be on rosters for the next 5 to 10 years just in case they need somebody to fight. We'll see. And shout out to James Johnson. No other reason to have a job. What's it? Johnson, right? James Johnson?
Yep. He was, I think he's Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt. And right. He's won a couple of bare knuckle fighting matches.
I feel like I have not seen this man on the court in like 10 years.
He played in the finals, and I think he had the fastest ejection.
Wait.
He had like one of the quickest ejections in playoff history.
He played in what finals?
He played in the playoffs, I know that, and he got ejected in rapid speed.
This year?
This year.
He was on the Pacers?
He was on the Pacers.
This guy, oh my God. When's the last? He used to get playing. Didn't he play for the Brooklyn Nets at one point?
Yeah, he played. He's actually a rotational player for them, but he got ejected with 1 minute left in game 6. Came in, subbed in, and got ejected within that minute.
My God. Yeah, he has been playing. I'm like, yo, I haven't seen him played in 10 years, and that's accurate. He was drafted in the first round of 2009's NBA draft. Damn. Career stats of 7 points and 3 rebounds. Not bad. Yeah, I remember Chicago, Toronto. I remember him on Toronto, Sacramento, Memphis, Miami. Yeah, he spent 4 seasons in Miami, Minnesota, Dallas, New Orleans. Yeah, he's been on every team. He's been on every single team. Hey, he's old. He's not that old. Wait, let's see. Carried one. He's 38 years old. Ready to whoop somebody's ass. Damn.
27-0 in MMA and kickboxing.
Oh, who's he fighting? Tomato cans?
Probably. But
just for practice in the offseason, tomato cans? How are you an NBA player and then on the side you got an MMA job? What are we doing here? You can't do that.
Don't know.
Who's he fighting? Nobody.
Very, very bad fighters or people just trying to get into the business?
He's not on no UFC. Now, it'd be more impressive if he was out here doing UFC. The guy's 6'7". He's listed at 240. He looks thinner than that if you ask me. Yeah, when does he fight in the offseason? Who lets him do this?
Anyone who would give him a paycheck? Oh, he just okay. If I just went to his Tapology page, I don't know if that's reliable. It says he's 3-1, He won in 24 seconds in his first fight. It was a unanimous decision in the second fight. The third one, he knocked somebody out in the first round, and then he lost to Dylan Goforth by rear naked choke in round 2.
Isn't Dylan Goforth a real fighter? Am I making that up?
Name sounds like a real fighter.
Yeah, he does, right? He sounds like a guy that fights people. I don't know.
This was 2018. These are the listed fights.
Okay, here we go. Pacer star claims to have a 20-0 kickboxing record. Okay, claims. All right. Well, he's still in the league, right? Somebody will pick him up this year. He'll be the vet at the end of the bench, ready to throw hands. Who knows? Maybe he'll be back with the Indiana Pacers. I don't know. Who knows? What a world. What a world. What a world. I can tell you one guy that we will not see. I also know he ain't kickboxing. He's not throwing his legs. His legs have gone through a beating, and that's John Wall, who's had a bad knee and a blown Achilles and an infection in his Achilles. The Wizards gave him all that money. They gave him a supermax, and then he got hurt. And then they said, well, we can't have him. And then he got traded for Russell Westbrook, ironically. So Russell Westbrook goes to D.C. He goes to Houston, comes back from the injuries. John Wall does. He's not the same player. They eventually go, well, we're going to play our young guys. And then he just sits on the bench and doesn't play. And he gets a buyout. And then he's not the same player. Then he plays for the Clippers, and then he ends his career, and then boom, there it is. John Wall is done. He's finished. 5-time All-Star. Helped take the Wizards to the postseason. His career is done. John Wall announced it on social media earlier today. Nice, nice produced. You know, video. John Wall is reading off the teleprompter about his career and being thankful. Here, take a listen.
I've been chasing the ball since I can barely walk. Driveways, parks, packed gyms, 5 a.m. workouts. I gave this game everything I had. From Raleigh to Kentucky.
John Wall.
To the league.
How good is John Wall?
Every jersey I've worn meant more than just wins and stats. It was about representing something bigger. And it's something I couldn't do without you. To my family, my mom especially, thank you for all your sacrifices. I hope I made you proud. To my teammates, trainers and coaches, thank you for believing in me. And to the fans, you made me feel unstoppable.
Man, today was official, okay? Today, John Wall officially announced that he was retired. Officially. I feel like the guy's been gone for a minute. And he has. His last game that he played in was 2023 with the Clippers. Five-time All-Star, All-NBA third team, All-Defensive second team, All-Rookie first team. He even won the slam dunk contest. I barely remember that one. SEC Player of the Year. John Wall is done. I feel like the last time I saw John Wall, he was sitting around on, like NBA TV or something like that, dipping his toe into the waters of television. And his career is a story of what could have been. And I think if he got on the right team with someone who was more of an efficient scorer, and Bradley Beal was too short to be playing next to him, I think he would have had a better career, because I feel that John Wall, I can't say a poor man's Westbrook. They're similar in size, similar in stature. John Wall was not the athlete, how many people are, that Russell Westbrook was. Didn't necessarily have the same motor or level of athleticism. I feel like he was a poor man's Westbrook. Didn't grab rebounds at the same rate. Westbrook, we certainly know at times he's out there stat hunting. Not a good shooter, can get to the rim, shoot the rock. They're very similar, which made it ironic that they were ultimately traded. And good on John Wall. I wish him nothing but the best, because these injuries at the end ate him up in his athletic prime. John Wall is going to be 35 years old in September. He's going to be 35 in September. And he really hasn't played over the past 5 years, realistically. So good luck to him and his future endeavors. Now, I will tell you this. We discussed this a few months ago. He was sitting around on this podcast with Paul George. And John Wall said something that made me just go, what the hell is he? Well, maybe he's smoking, maybe, possibly. I said, what the heck is this guy smoking? John Wall really said this. Take a listen.
Do you feel that way yourself?
It's funny, bro, because I do. I know how much Gil means to the city and how he embraced the community the same way I did. I feel like I'm that guy. You know what I mean? Just for going number one, being there, embracing the city the way I did, the way they're embracing me. I definitely call myself the greatest wizard, but I don't really like to say that unless other people say it. It's a debate to have, but I respect Gil for that.
When it's all said and done, you feel like number two should be hung in that rafters in D.C.?
That would be something I would love, man. For my family, I would love that. For the team that drafted me number one, that would be great. I think for the city, they would love that and embrace that for sure. But you know, DC will always be home to me, bro. I connected with the fans, I connected with the community. They always will hold a special place in my heart. But for damn sure, my jersey should be in the Raptors, bro.
Oh my god. Oh man. And I say to myself when he said that, he played for the Wizards. To even think about Gilbert Arenas, I get it. John Wall is only gonna be 35, what'd I say, 35 in September? He doesn't know the history of the team that he played for. He was there from, 2010? So, just about 10 years until, 2019, 2020, 21, where he got moved for Westbrook? You don't know the history of the team? Like, Wes Unseld, let's just throw Wes Unseld in the trash? I don't know. To say that he's the greatest wizard of all time, what the heck did he do? What did John Wall, Boccia, how is he the greatest wizard of all time? What did he do? He hit the Dougie.
That is 100% why. That, and I would say he was the face of the team for a whole era of NBA basketball, you could say. The entire 2010s, you could say, he was the reason why anyone even tuned into that team. He had basically no one. Marcin Gortat was arguably his second best player for that,
oh, it was
that stretch.
Bradley Beal.
Yeah,
Bradley
at Beal. The end, but there was no real co-star with him.
What did he win? What did he accomplish? What did he do?
One all NBA team, five all-stars. He was one of those guys where it was a highlight play here and there, and everyone loved him. And John Wall was one of those players you watched when he had the short prime where he was like, okay, I'd put up 20 and 10 with a crazy assist, and he was super fast and he could dunk. So people would tune into that, see it on ESPN, Bleacher Report, anywhere else, and be like, oh, this guy's really good, and that's why I think his popularity inflated.
Reasonable. But there was never a point in time where I said, you know what, the Wizards are on, or John Wall is playing, I got to tune in. There was never that point in time. You just said it. It was the highlights. Oh, he went around his back, or he had a scoop layup, and he was certainly exciting to watch. But he wasn't at that upper tier or that top tier where he was going to get a team over the hump to win. The Wizards were just okay, you know. So to say that he was the face of the Wizards all time, the best Wizard ever, like, nah. Wes Unseld, God rest his soul, would like to have a word. I don't know. Maybe his son would like to have a word. I'm sure that he would have some words for John Wall, given that statement. Crazy. Greatest Wizard of all time. Going to hang John Wall's number up in the rafters for what? Why? Why? I'm not saying that we're rewarding mediocrity, but we should just put numbers up in the ceiling in the rafters because a guy was popular? No. How about you win something? And I wish him nothing but the best. The injuries were awful. He was very clear and very open a couple of years ago. John Wall was just like, listen, I thought about committing suicide. He was in such a negative space. Man, I don't wish that on anybody. But when it comes to what he did on the basketball court, I don't think it amounts to, yeah, let's just go out here and retire his number. I don't think that's that. He still does his foundation. John Wall Foundation does that out of North Carolina. I'm sure he's still doing a bunch in D.C. Wish him nothing but the best. John Wall, whatever comes next, whether he's doing more TV or he's going to do a podcast now, probably, who knows, all the best to you. He's made a lot of money, $275 million in his career. Good luck spending it or keeping it or saving it or investing it. That's a lot of money. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, John Wall told us today that he's officially calling it quits. There's a former NBA player. He was one of the best of the best. I thought he was going to win a Super Bowl one day. He says that he regrets how he retired and that it's haunting him. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side of the break. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, right before we went to break, we talked about John Wall officially calling it quits, officially retiring from the NBA. He last played a game for the Los Angeles Clippers in 2023. Before that, history of knee issues, ankle issues, Achilles. Had an infection in his leg. It's just bad for John Wall. Don't feel bad for him. No, he retired with $276 million. Now, he did openly admit he was battling depression and thought about committing suicide. So we know money doesn't buy you happiness. Sign me up for a couple dollars, though. Send some of that money over here, John. Hey, good luck to him and whatever he decides to do. I guess he's going to podcast or get into media just like a lot of people. There's money to be made. Good luck to John Wall. You know, we've done a lot of talking about the Indianapolis Colts today. In Indiana in general, Anthony Richardson, Daniel Jones, talked about Jim Irsay. A shout out to our guest last hour, Destin Adams, for joining us to talk about the Colts. There's a former Colt who was in the news. Just really, because he just spoke to The Athletic. And that Colt is Andrew Luck, or former Colt, dare I say. The guy who decided in 2019, I had enough, I'm done. He decided to call it quits at 29 years old. He was drafted in 2012. He played for the Colts for 7 years. Took him to an AFC championship game. Yeah, they got smoked by Tom Brady. A lot of teams got smoked by him. This was the next big thing. Like, he should have been leading the Colts to a Super Bowl. And since then, they've dealt with a lot of pain since. I mean, the reason that Andrew Luck is currently retired is one of the reasons that they're feeling pain right now, having to make decisions between Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson. Andrew Luck just left middle of the summer, right before camp, is like, I can't do this anymore. And you know what? He dealt with a lot of injuries. He had that calf, the ankle injury. He had the partially torn abdomen, the lacerated kidney. He was peeing blood. He had the concussion. He tore his shoulder. The labrum did it in. Yeah, he had a lot of injuries. But he told The Athletic today that he has a lot of guilt about how his time with the Indianapolis Colts ended. He told Zach Kiefer of The Athletic, I let my teammates down. Ultimately, he says that he fell out of love with the game. And you know what? If I had to go to the bathroom and pee blood because of my occupation, I might fall out of love too. He had 3 years at the time and $65 million left on his current contract. It was going to expire after the 2021 season. If Andrew Luck kept on playing at the rate at which he was going, he'd be one of these guys right now making $45 to $55 million a season. But don't just believe me. Listen to Andrew Luck. He says, man, I was just hurting. It was pain, injury, injury, pain.
For the last 4 years or so, I've been in this cycle of injury, pain, rehab, injury, pain, rehab. And it's been unceasing and relenting, unrelenting, both in season, both in and off season.
No, I just told you about the injuries. He also talked about, as I said, he lost his love for going out there and playing.
I haven't been able to live the life I want to live, taking the joy out of this game. And after 2016, where I played in pain and was unable to regularly practice, I made a vow to myself that I would not go down that path again. I find myself in a similar situation, and the only way forward for me is to remove myself from football in this cycle that I've been in.
Yeah. Well, now he says he regrets how it ended. What are you going to do? Sometimes you don't make the decision. Your body makes the decision for you. Like, that's professional sports. And he was compensated. He was paid for it. He walked away on his own. He's not the first, and he's not the last guy. It just, and now he's not a dumb guy. Man went to Stanford. Now he's the general manager, or whatever the hell they call these dudes now at college. All these new fancy positions. Oh, man. I still remember. It was, and people were mad at the point of which he retired, too. It was like right at the beginning of camp, right after the draft. That was the point. They couldn't do anything but go out there and suck. You could say that he left them high and dry, but I don't knock him for looking out for himself. All these teams do it. When it's time to cut a guy and send him up the creek, send him to the glue factory, they got no problem with putting him out there. But if I were Andrew Luck, like, he has to be comfortable, though. I wouldn't come out publicly and say, I regret the decision. I mean, everybody knows what happened. You were beat to a pulp. He said, this is enough. And he left. I would not say any. I wouldn't talk about being guilty about how it ended. I commend him for his honesty. I wouldn't even open that up. You got beat to shreds and you decided you didn't want to take the beating anymore. There's nothing wrong with that. Botch, are you, not are you, but would you say something like this?
I would feel guilty if I saw the current state of the team and see where they are. They're struggling. Everything around the franchise is kind of bleak right now. I would look back in myself and partially regret retiring at a certain young age. But deep down, everyone else is not mad at him. Nobody really is going to fault the guy for getting away from something that was actually hurting him and potentially killing him. So I'm not mad at Luck for saying this. It's just guilt for how bad the team's been.
It's interesting timing, too. Given everything going on with the Indianapolis Colts, here is Andrew Luck talking to The Athletic, just saying, yeah, I feel guilty about how I left the team. Does anybody in Indianapolis, everybody sees this, and what do? Just shrug your shoulders? It's like, oh, well, thanks. You know, it would have been nice if you stuck around in 2019. Oh, yeah, but by the way, you were getting your ass whooped. We don't blame you for walking away. I would just leave well enough alone, man. You took a beating. The NFL is a brutal sport. Not everybody walks away. You were getting a hell beat out of you, and you walked away. You were smart enough to do so. And so you left. Okay, fine. If there's one thing, and maybe he regrets this, but still don't admit it publicly, it's the timing of it. It's like right at the beginning. I think it was like the first day of camp. The draft went by. They could have planned. There was no plan. And now we see the Indianapolis Colts are pretty much still trying to figure out their situation. How about this? Daniel Jones was drafted a few months before Andrew Luck decided to call it quits. And now here are the Indianapolis Colts having Daniel Jones on the roster. They've already missed on their big splash two seasons ago in Anthony Richardson. It looks like a miss on that one. And now you're sending out Daniel Jones, who's basically a reject from the New York Giants. It's bad. I think it's bad timing. I just keep my thoughts to myself on this one. Everybody knows what it is. Go out there and be the GM of Stanford. He says every now and then he helps throw the ball around and practice with the guys. Your legacy is done. Don't open up this box, especially while the Colts are still dealing with the pain of it. Marco, what are your thoughts on these comments by Andrew Luck? Guilty about how his time ended.
Yeah, I get it. Look, you're probably right that he shouldn't reopen the box because it's been, 6 years or whatever it is. But if you're going to get him in an interview and you're going to sit him down and you're going to ask him the question, I'm not surprised that the answer is, yeah, I feel guilty about it. I'd do it again the same way. But do I feel guilty with the way it ended? Yeah, because this is not how it was supposed to go.
Yeah. Well, the way I thought he was going to win a Super Bowl the way he was going. He's one of the best QBs in the game.
I mean, everybody's talked about it. I mean, it almost feels universal, which is rare when you get people together. The two best quarterback prospects that anyone's ever seen, the three best over the last, 40 years, is always the same things. Elway, Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck. I don't think there's anybody that cracks those three guys that everyone said the no doubt, definite, best prospects we've seen coming out of college. He was part of that, and he was great, but he was beat up, and he walked away.
He's called it a wrap. I don't blame him. I'd move on. Hey, good luck to him and Stanford, and I'd say good luck to the Colts, but yeah, they're going to need it. I don't know if they'll get an Andrew Luck in a building no time soon. They'll wait on that one. Good luck. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. Good luck to the Indianapolis Colts. They will need a lot of it. And speaking of needing luck, what's going on? Everybody in Indiana is getting hurt. Halliburton's hurt. Colts are hurting. Andrew Luck was hurting. Now they got a WNBA player not named Caitlin Clark who's also hurt. We'll get into that on the other side. And then also Jerry Jones confirming even more of what we know. This guy loves pain, inflicting it upon himself and the Cowboys fans. While he makes money, he's a masochist. I'll explain it all on the other side of the break. But right now, It's time for a news flash on the Infinity Sports Network. Here he is, Marco Belletti.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. But before I move on to do anything else, I need to let you know about the Defensive Player of the Week brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. The Defensive Player of the Week is Trevor Rogers of the Baltimore Orioles. The O's, even though they're 9 games under .500, sorry to everybody in Baltimore, Rogers has quietly had one of the best seasons in Major League Baseball. 7 innings of 1-run ball, 7 strikeouts, and a 6-3 win for the O's over the Red Sox. His ERA is now 1.41 over 76 and a third innings pitched this year. Now, that's some good defense. Good on you. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. Hey, Boncho, what happened? Just everything involving the state of Indiana is in the news today? Is that what happened?
They heard Stranger Things is coming out this year in Indiana, set in that show.
Am I odd that I've never seen an episode of that?
No, it's Netflix and it's very sci-fi 80s-ish. So I wouldn't blame you.
I like science fiction. I like 80s. I like Alien. I like Terminator. I like Predator. That's 80s. Why wouldn't I like Stranger Things?
No, you would love it then. I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
Give it a check. It's very good.
Not a fan of TV that much. That's why.
Damn. Yeah, it's a little rough.
You've seen all of it?
I've seen all of it. Yep.
Okay. Now, what is this about? Just aliens coming out of crop circles or something?
There's like a upside down world where there's like creatures and monsters and there's a kid with superpowers.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. I was 2 steps away from going, you know what? You know, maybe between now and tomorrow, maybe as soon as tonight, I pop on an episode. But the way you just described it, no. Is each episode 30 minutes or is it an hour?
It depends. So I think the earlier seasons are like 45.
Oh my.
And then the last season that just came out like a couple years ago was like an hour and a half.
I think I got better ways to waste my time. Watch some NL West baseball tonight instead of watching Stranger Things. I don't know about that. Well, thanks for the advice, Botcher. Tonight we've talked about Stranger Things, the Indianapolis Colts and their current quarterback situation. We discussed the quarterback who left. We had on Destin Adams, who covers the Indianapolis Colts. Anything else Indiana related that we talked about today? Rick Carlisle.
Rick Carlisle. I was about to say racing. That hasn't been brought up.
No, we ain't talking about no racing. Rick Carlisle, he got a contract extension. And then today, Sophie Cunningham. Somebody called up like a month ago and said, oh, she's one of the most popular WNBA players. I go, what, really? I mean, I guess she's getting there. I think now she is. All the podcasting and comments. I know her more from podcasting and playing basketball. What does that say? And she got a career after the WNBA. Good for her. And she's going to have even more time to podcast because she has torn her MCL. And I'm not sitting around watching Indiana Fever games because there's no Caitlin Clark. She's been dealing with a groin issue. Okay, I'm not sitting down to watch Aaliyah Boston, no disrespect. And then you also got Sydney Colson, who tore her ACL. It's just been an ugly situation for the Fever. Like, they were expected to compete for a championship, but, man, Caitlin Clark has been gone. It's her quad, it's her leg, it's her thigh, now it's her groin. They don't even know if she's coming back. And now you got Sophie Cunningham, just podcasting her life away, is going to have even more time. She's like the Paul George as far as I'm concerned, of the WNBA. Now she's hurt. Now she can podcast, okay? Head coach of the Indiana Fever, Stephanie White. She talked about what went through her mind when Sophie Cunningham got hurt. She's like the fourth person to go down.
I'm like, holy shit. I mean, you know, it, especially the way that she fell and, you know, how she was holding herself and how much pain she was in. You know, at the time, it's like crap. And then you go down there and you see her and it's like, okay, just want her to calm down and be able to regroup. And then it turns to problem solving, right? It's how do we put ourselves in position to win? What do we need to do? You know, I think maybe that's how I survive, is going straight to problem solving. But, you know, again, this group is just, they're special, and I'm thankful for them.
Oh, man. Batra, I think I'm going to tap out until the playoffs get here. I think I'm going to tap out until we get to the finals, WNBA finals. I think I'm tapping out.
Yeah, I'd watch a couple of playoff games. I feel like the regular, for a season that's so short, it just seems like the regular season drags on for so long.
It's the summertime, right? No, before the summer, when did they start? Like March, April, May?
It's going to be May, June-ish area.
Oh, man, wow.
But it feels like it's been like a whole year.
Wow. They will tell you it's not long enough and they don't get paid enough. May 16th to September 11th, that's the regular season. And then we get the playoffs start on September 14th. So I guess they'll be done in, what, October? Probably, right?
Probably, because it's only three rounds, right, in that one?
I don't remember, man. Don't they play three games, three out of five? But they advance, isn't it, like?
Yeah, I think there's three.
Two out of three, three out of five, something like that?
But I know the finals are best of seven.
Oh, yeah, I think they are. That up. Yeah, they've advanced that up, too, yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I'm not. Look, I haven't watched. I'll be honest. If I've seen a game, it's been on in the background. It's not something that I intentionally set out to do. I happen to be a fan of Caitlin Clark. If she ain't playing, if she's not taking on Angel Reese, there's a good chance that I won't watch that or the Liberty. Now, they played some good games last year. The New York Liberty and the Minnesota Lynx. Was it the Lynx they had to take on, right?
Yes, and then there was the controversy with the foul at the end of the game where
yes.
they got free throws and then you know, to game one or two.
Let me do some mental math here. Didn't they beat the Aces in the finals?
So the Aces beat the Liberty in 2023, I think
they
it was.
They beat Minnesota in the finals last year?
Yeah, Minnesota beat the Liberty beat the Aces in the round before the finals.
Wait a minute. Why the hell are they playing? So is Minnesota in the East?
I have no idea. That's another question. I have no idea. And I looked it up. The finals are now best. Was this? I can't read. As of this,
we know.
8 of 13 teams make the playoffs. And it's seeded. Okay. And it's seeded. They're seeded off of their records. So I'm assuming they do 1-8, 1-8, 2-7.
So you can really, there's not enough teams to do conferences. I get it. So you really could be traveling all over the damn place, huh?
Yes, especially with their flying requirements and restrictions and injuries. Wow. It's not good.
Wow. Well, we're going to blink. What are they adding? Three more teams over the next couple of years? They're up to 13. Is it 13, 14 teams now they have Golden State?
Yeah, there are 13 now. I guess it'll be 16. That'll make 50% of the teams make the playoffs. That's not that bad.
Philadelphia, Detroit. Who else is getting a team? Not Boston, not yet. They're having a whole fit about getting a team out to Boston. Damn, who's the other team? Detroit, Philly.
Seattle, one of them?
Seattle has a team already.
Oh, yeah, the Storm. Wow.
Yeah, look at you. What's the third team? Damn.
Maybe it's two.
No, it's three. Philadelphia.
Oh,
Philadelphia, Detroit, and what did I just say? Oh, no, it's Cleveland.
Cookie Noah and the clip of Sophie hating on Cleveland.
Yeah, Sophie Cunningham was dissing Cleveland, and now she got a torn MCL. I'm not going to draw a correlation between the two. Yeah, WNBA is an interesting league as it continues to grow. Like, I remember at a point in time, Cleveland had a team. They had the Rockers. Detroit also had a team. I don't ever remember Philadelphia having a WNBA team. I don't recall that. I think I would have remembered that one. Hey, good luck to Sophie Cunningham. But I just know, man, I am not watching any of this until we get to the playoffs. It's not good. And they're like, hey, is Caitlin Clark coming back? And they're like, I hope so. Like, okay, sure. Yeah, not a good look. Anyway, speaking of things to watch, maybe I'll watch this tonight. I haven't taken a deep dive into this new Netflix series about the Dallas Cowboys. America's team, the gambler and his Cowboys. Of course, it's about Jerry Jones and his tenure with the Dallas Cowboys. They just had a whole big premiere the other day, and Jerry Jones continuing to say Jerry Jones things. Jerry Jones came out of his mouth and actually explained why, for all the criticism that he receives, why he is still the GM, why he doesn't relinquish the duties. He's a masochist. He loves a beating. Listen to this.
When asked the question, why don't I hire a general manager? I've had people that said, Jerry, you subject yourself to so much criticism. You need a buffer. I don't like it like that. I like the pain.
It sounds like he's strapped to a whatever. I don't know. It sounds like he does like pain. Yeah, he's not just a masochist. He's a narcissist. He knows how to make money. He told everybody as much. He's running a circus. He wants people to pay attention, and he wants them to show up. That's what the guy said last week. He's not as much interested in winning as he is in making money. And God bless him. That's well within his right. And he's just like, hey, by accident, by hook, by crook, one day we'll accidentally win another Super Bowl. But hey, what else is new? This is Jerry's world. And if you happen to be a Cowboys fan, you're just another guy living in it. Nah, can't wait to see what the Cowboys do this year. Another average ass season. Hopefully they just avoid all of the injuries. Not a good look. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, a lot of Indianapolis themed stories today. When we come back, we'll give you a recap of everything that we've discussed. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And it looks like the NBA is going to crack down on what you can gamble on. I'll explain. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.